just because I have these stories that I've had in my head for like years and years, mm-hmm. and it's a great outlet for me to like get it out there.
Right.
Hello and welcome back to the Finding Idaho podcast, where we jump into the Boise area real estate market. We bring in small businesses and just talk about Idaho life in general. Today, we've got Grayson Snodgrass with us.
What up?
Thanks for joining us, man. So Grayson is getting ready to direct yet another play for iSWAG. We're going to be talking about iSWAG a little bit. We, as Finding Idaho, have had the privilege of getting to sponsor them as kind of a presenting sponsor for, I don't know how, I think we're coming up on 4 years in that realm.
Right, yeah.
And it's just been such a huge blessing for our kids and I know for many others. And so I just wanted to bring in Grayson a little bit, talk about what iSWAG is, who it's for, and what they're doing in the community and some things like that. So, Grayson, tell us a little bit about yourself. Kind of give us a little intro. Who are you? What are you doing? And all of those sorts of fun things.
Okay. My name is Grayson Snodgrass. I've never had to describe myself before.
That's good for you.
Yeah, right? I guess you could say I'm a writer, a director, a bit of an actor, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I've been writing, directing, and acting in iSWAG plays for, I guess, since it's, you know, Genesis.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I guess that's there's more to it than that, but that's the basics of my connection with iSWAG, I guess. Yeah.
So what does iSWAG stand for?
Idaho Southwest Acting Group. So
nice. Yeah. Okay. So we have an acting group, and it is specifically for homeschool kids in the area. Is that true?
Right. Yes. It's homeschoolers 12 to graduate.
Okay.
Although sometimes we have what we call iSWAG Plus, which is 12 to – you could be, you know, 101.
Sure. Not 102, but 101.
Right, yeah, yeah. 101.
But you've got adults that are doing that and stuff too in that case.
Right.
For the iSWAG Plus.
If I Could Fly, we had someone who's like full on like mom, like mm-hmm. play like a doctor. And then we have some upcoming plays that I'm going to have a few more.
A few more adult spots.
Adults.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those of us old people too. Some people might refer to that. So how did iSWAG get started? What was the genesis? Where did it come from? And that sort of thing.
So iSWAG was originally created by Angela Snodgrass, which mm-hmm. is my mom. And she was directing plays for a local co-op.
Okay.
And we did Narnia for that, mm-hmm. and it was great. But there was some restrictions, like we had like, you know, like someone above us, we had to like answer to, and like, oh, you
sure.
can't do that, you can't do that. Like, and then they were like, oh, you can't do, like, we wanted to do Robin Hood, and mm-hmm. they're like, you can't do that because it promotes stealing. And we're like, we need to just make our own,
yep.
like, you know, like group or whatever. Mm-hmm. We came up with the name and the idea, it was like a giant yard sale kind of thing, community yard sale. It wasn't even yard sales, just they're giving it away kind of thing
mm-hmm.
for just props, you know, like just every theater related things that they just like
right.
needed to get rid of. And then we were like, oh, yeah. And then the name is kind of cool, but it's like it was unintentionally like mm-hmm. I think it's like Idaho Acting Group, but it's like you can't really say that. Like,
right.
you know, we're like, just add the Southwest in there. And
that's perfect.
You know, Idaho Southwest.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice. So been going at it for how many years now?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's like, we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
year.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
And a lot of plays. I mean, you guys started out one a year, and then lately you've been doing a fall and a spring performance,
right.
Is that right?
We've been doing a little too much. I think we're gonna
might have to back that down.
Right, exactly. I think we're gonna do that. We've done way too much. I think we just did a play, like we did winter and then one in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing one right now, which is summer, and then doing like a big event. I don't think we've announced it yet, but it's like an event play sort of thing.
Spoiler alert here.
Right.
I like it.
And like the winter. But yeah, a little too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
I forgot about the one you guys just did one winter last year and then, spring, summer. So, and this is all for those of you listening and watching. It's all put on by volunteers, right? You guys are, it's not like anybody's making making any money, let alone any large amounts. So you guys are all volunteer coordinators. I mean, your mom's been pretty heavily involved over the years, although I think she's kind of been trying to back off a little bit and let you and others kind of take the reins. Is that accurate?
Yeah. And I enjoy it too, like just because I have these stories that I've had in my head for like years and years, and it's a great outlet for me to like get it out there.
Right. And start writing. And
yeah.
So how many plays have you written so far? That have actually been performed.
Right.
By I should say. Let's keep it there.
So that would be 3, and in 2 weeks, 4.
Okay.
Although the Best Western's kind of a gray area for that.
So most recently, for those of you listening, they just did a Best Western that was kind of based on it was based on Romeo and Juliet, right? The story of Romeo and Juliet, but you actually wrote the play, obviously with a lot of Shakespeare's influence, but you made it into a Western, and it was really quite comical and funny and entertaining. One of our girls was actually in it, so our two older girls have been involved in ICEWAG over the years I think since the inception as well.
Yeah.
And Liam, our third, is now been a – what's it called? A stage ninja.
Ninja,
and he's been pretty excited to be involved in that level and just have a part. And I think he's anxiously awaiting the time when he's old enough to audition and jump in. So he's looking forward to it too, I think. But you've done a lot of writing, and then you've done a lot of directing. The stuff that you are doing here coming up in 2 weeks is part of the GTU, as I understand it. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that mean?
So the GTU – I came up with the name as a joke, like kind of like the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Uh-huh.
It's the Grayson Theatrical Universe.
Right.
Which is basically every single play – minus the Best Western. Back on that later. But like every single play minus, the Best Western is a part of the same universe. So there's like a massive timeline, and every play is like a part of that timeline. And some connections are like, oh, this play connects a little bit. And some are like, oh, it's the same character as another play. That was kind of an idea I've had for a long time, because it's always like stories are usually the same like genre. You got like you got Lord of the Rings, it's like all fantasy, and then things like that. But I've always thought it would be super cool if there were all these stories that were like seemingly unrelated to each other and different genres, themes, like all of this, but it's like all a part of one universe. You know what I mean? Like timeline. And it's been fun, because it's like all these were originally not like – I wrote a bunch of books when I was a kid, and they were connected.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wrote If I Could Fly. I was just bored. I just wrote If I Could Fly, which was like the sequel to a book I wrote when I was like 11. And so I did that, and just for fun. And I'm like, and my mom was like, oh, I need plays. Like we're running out of good plays to find.
Right.
And so I'm like, hey, read this. And initially, she just didn't get it, but I was like, it's promoting like mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fantasy and just all that. And so she was down with it. She let me do it. I directed that with her.
And how long ago did you guys direct that?
That was like 3 years ago, I think. It was 2.5, actually. It was like wintertime.
So okay.
Like
2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that was our first time doing ICEWAG Plus, because like we needed like older kids to pull it off.
And it was, like you said, I mean, it was promoting mental health. There was definitely an element of that that was a little bit more mature themes, than the majority of ICEWAG plays have been very family friendly, even for the younger, you know, kids. Right. That was one I remember, you know, they were kind of saying, you know, hey, just mm-hmm. so you guys know, there's a little bit more, you know, thematic elements
right.
involved. Yeah. And, you know, so they were, you know, not saying don't bring your kids, you know, by any stretch, but just making sure that people were aware of it.
Yeah.
That was mm-hmm. that was going to be the case, you know, too, which was awesome though. I mean, I heard, so many things, good things about it, you know, and people still talking, you know, at times about that play, you know, mm-hmm. too. So with just switching gears a little bit here, and then I want to come back to what we have coming up in a couple of weeks. As far as ICEWAG is concerned as a whole, what's the goal of ICEWAG? What's the purpose behind, what are the, I mean, it's been a phenomenal outlet for you personally, I think, right. you know, being able to, you know, write and have that involvement and, you know, have that outlet. As far as, you know, the group in general and the kids involved, what's the goals there?
Honestly, just community. 'Cause like mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's free. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, if you've ever gone to an ICEWAG play, it's free. Uh-huh. And hopefully always will be, as long as we have like, you know, like the money to keep it that way.
Right.
But yeah, like it's for, so kids can, like, you know, come on, audition, be a part of something,
mm-hmm.
Be a part of community and let the community be a part of that as well. Like I said, it's like making it free. Concessions, we probably way underprice.
Yeah.
Things. It's just for the people, by the people
sure.
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And giving those kids something that they can also have that outlet for
exactly. yeah, it's
their
outlet.
Ability
yeah.
to act and in a very safe environment, I
right.
would say. You
right.
know, it's much more, you know, of a neat opportunity for those kids, I think, in an environment where, you know, they can be themselves and they can enjoy time with each other and they can draw closer to each other and
yeah.
And have that support, you know,
right.
Too. And so it can be a pretty fun experience, I think, you
all
know, at least it has been for ours.
Under the umbrella of acting.
Yes. That's good. It's good. Awesome. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the upcoming play. 2 weeks away. What's your dates and location and stuff that way first?
August 12th and 13th.
Okay.
It's going to be, yeah, Friday, Saturday. Friday is at, I think it's 4, and then Saturday is 7. It's at the Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they don't charge us to use it, which is such
it's
a blessing.
Pretty awesome.
Such a blessing.
So the Journey is a church,
mm-hmm.
Overland and Maple Grove-ish.
Right.
Not even ish. It's like exactly,
it's exactly
at
yeah, yeah.
Overland and Maple Grove, isn't it? So, yeah, it's a – they've been awesome, I think,
oh,
you know, for you guys
so
to
awesome.
Be able to have that space. It's the last couple plays that we've been to though it's starting to get pretty crowded in there.
It is.
Because there's a lot more people that are
it
coming
is.
And
so
involved, it's, which has been a huge blessing. But, yeah, you're coming up on this like, okay, what do we do for space?
Right, yeah. It's hard, it's especially because we have, like, grander ideas and we're like, their stage is, like, kind of small.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we kind of have to, like, make a backstage by connecting pipe and drape to a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you know, making do with what we have.
Sure.
I mean, what we have is amazing.
It's been great.
So great. But yeah, we're running out of – we kind of have to get out extra seats.
Yeah.
And sometimes there still is standing room, like
uh-huh.
people are standing. And but yeah, it's been so amazing that I actually – like we are running out of space, but I mean like let's just do more showings then. Like, you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
like do what we can.
Do what you got to do.
Have. Yeah.
Okay. So what is this play about? Give us a little teaser.
Since It Happened, it's a post-apocalyptic play. I've never really seen one of those. So I
uh-huh.
wanted to write one. It's kind of the simplest play I've ever done. It's literally just people surviving in a bunker. It's like one set. It's just
uh-huh.
an underground bunker, and it's sort of with like same with If I Could Fly, kind of like maybe like like you mean like if they're like not over like 8 years old, like
mm-hmm.
maybe like. Keep them, because you know it's like post-apocalyptic, so there's like dark themes and just like
mm-hmm.
like that
survival aspects
right.
and stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
So maybe not one to bring the little ones to.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, exactly.
What about your characters and stuff, your main characters? Who's playing those, and what can we expect as far as just the rest of things? Is this one going to be funny at all, or are we all on the serious side?
It's kind of all on the serious side, but then there's this one character who, for the expense of not wanting, because I can't stand it when characters just spew out dialogue for the sake of telling the audience what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want that. So I kind of made a character. His name's Gabriel. He's like a radio kind of guy. Like, and he just like, there's like a radio on stage and he's just like talking out the radio and he's like gone insane. Mm-hmm. So like, he's a very funny character, but he's just a voice.
Right.
To basically just give exposition to the audience, but like in a very like humorous way.
Yeah,
exactly. So he's hilarious. He's actually he was voiced by Ben Clark. I was gonna like pay a voice actor, but then Ben like tried it out, and he's like, it was so funny. We just had he did so much improv. Like, I give him lines, and he was just like go off the rails, which was perfect for Gabriel's character. But yeah, that's probably the only humor you'll find. Yeah, I just want to try different things, and this one just happens to be more on the serious side.
Sure, I like it. Nice. Okay, so if people that are listening and stuff, if they want to get more information, get a hold of you guys, what's the best way for them to connect?
Instagram, Facebook. It'll be kind of the same thing, because whenever we post on Instagram, we just duplicate it and post on Facebook.
Okay.
It's going to be iSwag Theater. Instagram's all one word, just iSwag Theater.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we'll be posting more about it on there.
Okay. So iSwag Theater, Instagram and Facebook. And then upcoming play is August 12th and the 13th, Friday at 4 o'clock. And then Saturday you have two showings.
No, just one.
Oh, just one. Okay.
Yeah.
And what time was that one at?
7.
7 o'clock. So, and both at The Journey Boise. So Overland and Maple Grove. But all of the information for those of you listening and watching is going to be on Instagram and Facebook. Jump on there, give them a follow, and certainly give us a like and a follow here as well, and we'll just keep you posted on what's going on around the community. So thanks, Grayson, for coming on and chatting with us, and it was awesome. So we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.